This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Before we get into today's episode, Your Money Briefing is exploring what you need to know to become a homeowner and to sustain your home. You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, available only for WSJ subscribers. Now, on to the show. Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Ariana Spuru for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. The fees airlines are charging for those beloved window and aisle seats are going up. So you might even find yourself paying for a middle seat.
Maybe you want to be in rows 8, 9, 10. Maybe people want to sit together. You know, if you're a couple or you're a family with older kids, that's no longer a guarantee. So people pay up.
How do you decide if that extra fee is worth it? WSJ travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson joins me to discuss after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Along with bag fees, it's common for airlines to charge you to pick your seat, if you're willing to shell out some extra cash. WSJ travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson joins me. So Dawn, I remember the days of being able to pick your seat on a plane for no extra cost. Why have so many airlines shifted toward offering them at a price?
Because they can, is the short answer. They argue that there's limited real estate on a plane so that they can charge more for seats closer to the front of economy. That's been the rationale from the beginning. But what started as smaller amounts now has grown pretty dramatically in terms of the dollar figures travelers are seeing.
Is it that the seats themselves are getting more expensive, or it's just more common for them to charge? Like, what is the trend we're seeing here?
There's two. You're seeing dollar signs on more seats. Like if you go on the seat map of a major airline, American, Delta, United, you're seeing dollar signs on many more seats. And the dollar figures, in some cases, are stunning.
Before we get into the seats that you have to pay for, what kind of seats are still free?
It really depends when you book. There's always going to be some free seats. If you book a flight last minute, you're probably looking at middle seats in the back of the plane. That'll be free. But in my research for my column, I looked at some flights like in June, and there were rows and rows of free seats in the back of the plane. So if you don't care where you sit, it's okay.
Other than not wanting to sit in the back of a plane, like you've just mentioned, what are some of the reasons why people opt to choose their seat?
They want to know they're going to have an aisle or a window. They want to know, like, say you're a business traveler and you're on a really tight schedule. Maybe you want to be in rows 8, 9, 10. Maybe people want to sit together. You know, if you're a couple or you're a family with older kids and you all want to sit together, that's no longer a guarantee. So people pay up.
In your reporting, you looked at what these seat fees are costing people. Run me through the range that you saw.
Well, for example, I priced an American Airlines flight from Dallas to New York, and not last minute, but maybe like a week out, one way was $44 to $52. And we're not talking extra legroom seat. This is just a seat assignment. United from Newark to San Francisco, $51, one way. That's all added to the cost of your ticket. Though you'd be sitting, you know, closer to the front of the plane, aisles and windows. I mean, on some flights, you will see towards the front of the plane. You could even see seat fees for middle seats. I mean, I wouldn't pay for a middle seat ever.
Are airlines themselves seeing a lot of revenue from these seat fees?
It's pretty crazy the amount of money that airlines are taking in from this. But the problem is we don't know how much because airlines are not required to disclose this to the Department of Transportation like they are with bag fees. You know, one consultant I talked to estimated that in 2022, and keep in mind, that's 2 years ago, seat fees for eight airlines on domestic flights alone brought in $4.2 billion. And that rivals bag fees. I mean, that the comparable figure for the same airlines, the same time period was $5.1 billion. So we're not talking small change here.
Yeah, as much as you can budget for checking your bag, you might have to start budgeting for picking your seat.
Exactly. I mean, especially if you're more than one person. If you've got a family, if you've got a group of friends, it just adds up.
From traveling, we know that not all airlines are created equal. So how does the type of airline factor into the seat fee?
Let's start with the budget airlines, the Frontier, Allegiant, and Spirits of the world. If you want a seat assignment on any of those, you do pay, but you're not required to pay. American, United, Delta, you'll see seat assignments offered for a price. You don't have to pay unless you want that specific seat. In all of these cases, even with the Frontiers and Spirits, you are not required to pay for a seat. They have to give you a seat. It's part of, when you buy a ticket, obviously you're buying a seat on the plane. Maybe a middle in row 36, but there it is.
In your column, you looked at what these seat fees can be for international flights. What should people be prepared to pay?
What we really focused on was, and a lot of people, if you don't travel very much, don't know this. On international airlines, these have crept into business class seats. We're talking pricey tickets to lay in one of those lie-flat beds. And I talked to a traveler who paid $300 to pick a seat in business class after paying almost $3,000 for her ticket.
Was it like an option between the front of business class or the back of business class?
Yeah, this was one of those lie-flat beds. It happens on British Airways. It happened in her case on another airline. So the good news actually for travelers is that the U.S. airlines haven't yet copied that. For people that can afford business class, for a lot of people, it's a splurge.
So if someone doesn't want to pay for their seat, let's run through what are the options that they have.
So if you don't want to pay for your seat, you just wait till the last minute. Like for instance, on British Airways, they let you pick your seat for free at online check-in. For all other airlines, if you don't pick a seat, you don't like the ones and you're like, hey, I'm going to roll the dice. Sometimes that can work in your favor. Sometimes you're going to be in 36B, but also sometimes people might have got moved to the front of the cabin, frequent flyers, and you might end up in a prime aisle seat at the front of the plane for nothing. I've taken that gamble before and won. I've also taken it and lost.
Are people making this consideration between, do I want to pay an extra $40 to rest my neck on the side of the plane, or do I just want to get a neck pillow and brave the middle seat?
That's the thing. I mean, it just really comes down to what's important to you in your travel budget, right? So frequent flyers and some corporate travelers get these seats for free. So they don't even have to worry about this. But for the rest of us, we have to do the calculus. Like on short flights, I took a Frontier flight to Vegas a few weeks ago for a 60-minute flight. I'm not paying a seat fee. Was I in the middle? I was in the middle, both legs. I didn't care. If I was going cross-country, let me tell you, I am going to cut my budget somewhere else and probably fork it over for one of these fees.
After looking into all this, what sort of things do travelers need to know?
One big takeaway for me, in cases when you're staring at a seat map and you're looking at some pretty hefty prices for a seat, $30, $40 one way, look at your other options there, because there's those extra legroom sections in front of the plane on United, Delta, and American. So you might just have to pay a slightly more, but you'll get something for that. You won't just get a standard aisle seat. You might get your favorite aisle, but it also comes in some cases with free drinks, priority boarding. So if you have time, study your options and you might be able to get something for your money more than just a standard seat.
That's WSJ columnist Dawn Gilbertson. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ reporter Allison Sider to discuss another rising cost for travelers, baggage fees. This episode was hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.